我们请仍然翻开马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们再把第一节到第十二节读一遍。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 12.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山。既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
他就开口教训他们说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
He opened up his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
我们再来一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父，我们再一次安静在你的面前，愿你自己向我们说话。
Lord, once again, we sit quietly before you and await for you yourself to speak to us.
把更多天国的荣耀显在我们里头。
May you shine more of the glory of the heavenly kingdom into our hearts.
让我们里面被他的荣耀所吸引，愿起来，来快跑，跟随我们的主。
That your glory would encourage us to rise up and run quickly after you.
也因着我们看见的国度的荣耀，我们起来传国度的福音。
And as we see the glory of your kingdom, that we would rise up and share the gospel of the glory of your kingdom.
让人民都被国度所吸引，愿意来跟随我们的主。
That everyone would be drawn by your kingdom to come and follow our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in your name.
Amen. 我想我们感谢主啊，在这些年间呢，神把关于国度的福音啊，更多的涂抹在许多年长的弟兄们他们的心中。
So thank the Lord that in these years that the Lord has poured out the His kingdom among the hearts of many of our elder brothers and sisters.
我们在许多的特会里面听到这些年长弟兄传讲，国度实在是近了哈，我们应该预备好迎接我们的神。
And we've gone to many conferences and heard many messages about the kingdom and that how near it is that we should prepare to meet our Lord.
实在主要来的这件事情啊，在早在2000年之前呢、啊，咱就已经开始说了。
The return of the Lord is something that has been shared already for over 2000 years.
在2000年以前呢、啊，使徒们就在说啊，神的国近了、啊，神的国近了、啊、
2000 years ago, the Lord's disciples themselves were saying and preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand, is near.
主自己也说呢，天国近了、啊，天国近了、
啊。The Lord Himself has said that the kingdom is near.
当我们听见这个国度近了这个消息的时候，我们里面是怎么样的回应呢？
So when we hear that the kingdom is near, how should we respond?
我们呢，里面是不是有一个盼望能够进这个国度？
Do we have this hope within ourselves that we'll be able to enter into this kingdom?
当我们里头有这样子盼望的时候，我们是不是又会问一个问题，怎么样才能够进这个国度？
And if we have this hope to enter into the kingdom,Do we ask ourselves what kind of person would be able to enter into this kingdom?
那么在马太福音的这个登山宝训五六七章啊，里面啊就告诉我们一条路啊，怎么样进神的国。
So in Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7, it shows us a path of how to enter into the kingdom.
有人说呢，这登山宝训呢是天国的宪章啊 ，constitution。
Some people have said that the Sermon on the Mount is actually the kingdom's constitution.
我觉得这个说法呢, 还不够准确啊,
and I feel like this explanation isn't quite accurate.
因为这里面所讲的不是说你到了国度里面要怎么样的生活。
Because these chapters don't tell us that after you get into the kingdom, how you should live your life.
那么你到了国,已经在国度里面的话, 你大概不会在意说是不是个虚心的人, 好叫我们能够进天国, 对不对?
Because if you were already in the kingdom, you probably wouldn't say that you have to be poor in spirit to enter the kingdom.
那么,登山宝训呢, 应该更准确地说啊, 是进国度的一个蓝图。
So, more accurately, we should say that the Sermon on the Mount is a blueprint for entering into the kingdom.
告诉我们呢, 怎么样预备好自己呢, 进丰丰富富地进入我主耶稣基督永远的国。
How to live so that you can fully enter into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
那么在登山宝训的时候, 他前面八个福告诉我们是怎么样的人可能够进神的国。
So, in chapter 5, the first 8 blessings are telling us what kind of people can enter into the kingdom.
那么这后面呢,这两章半呢, 就告诉我们怎么样,他这样的, 你要过什么样的生活能够进神的国。
And then the next 2.5 chapters tell us what kind of life you should live to enter into the kingdom.
固然呢,是什么样的,过什么样的生活, 能够表明你是怎么样的人。
And of course, the life that you live testifies to what kind of person you are.
那更重要的是呢, 你是什么样的人, 你才能够过什么样的生活。
And also, what kind of person you are is demonstrated by how you live.
这个八福呢, 不单单只是说到我们呢, 在地上生活会怎么样有的, 在地上生活有什么样的福气。
These 8 blessings aren't blessings that we may receive here on earth.
不仅仅是这样子,
not only this.
那么更是说到呢, 你是什么样的一个人, 被神造出一个什么样的人, 能够进入国度那个大的福气。
That what kind of person you are, that made by the Lord, that you can enter into the kingdom and receive the great blessing there.
所以每一个福呢, 都说到我们里面的一个非常重要的一个性格。
And so each blessing talks about a very specific character trait.
那我们呢, 交通过, 前面五个福跟第八个福哈。
So we said that the first 5 blessings and the 8th blessing.
那我们今天来看呢, 第六个福哈，那么怎么样能够见看见神？
So we should talk today about the 6th blessing, about the kind of people who can see God.
他说，清心的人有福了， 因为他们必得见神， 看见神。
It says in verse 8, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们为什么要进国度呢？
Why do we want to enter into the kingdom of God?
进国度让我们 跟主同作王一同享受他的荣耀。
We can enter the kingdom and be reign with our Lord and enjoy all his blessings.
在国度里头享受他丰盛的宴席。
And to enjoy all the fullness of what he has prepared for us.
但是在国度里面呢，一件事情呢，我们是天天要做的。
But there's one thing in the kingdom that we have to do daily.
就是我们天天要看见我们的主，看见我们的神。
And that is that every day we would see our Lord.
当我们说到进国度的时候呢, 我们第一个想到一件事情呢, 是, 在国度里头, 我们要天天活在他的面光之中呢。
So the one thing about the kingdom is that every day in the kingdom we will live in his presence, in his light.
如果我们里面没有那种盼望来看见我们的主,
if we don't have this hope within ourselves to see the Lord,
如果我们对碰见主这件事情是这么样的陌生,
if we approach this idea of seeing the Lord silently,
陌生哈，就是，我们几乎没有见过主神的面，我们到那一天呢，我们很难说我们里头啊盼望见神的国，因为我们盼望见主的面，对不对？
If we've never met the Lord before, we won't have this desire to see the Lord.
除非我们呢，今天就盼望见主的面，今天就习惯活在主面光之中，否则呢，我们大概不会盼望进神的国度了。
Unless we ourselves today live in the presence of the Lord and desire to see him, we won't have the desire to see him in the kingdom.
看见神呢，不光光是在国度里面的事情，看见神是今天的事情。
The desire to see the Lord isn't just something in the kingdom, it is something for today as well.
今天呢，我们就能遇见神。今天我们就来活在他面光之中。
Today we can see our Lord and live in His presence.
啊，那个看见神呢，实在是基督徒啊，是生命当中啊一个非常大的一个经历啊，重要的经历。
To be in the presence of the Lord is a very big, very great experience for Christians today.
啊，多少人，多少那个属主的人呢，就因为看见神的缘故啊，他们生命有个大的改变。
How many people, because they've seen the Lord today, have undergone a great change in their lives?
看见神呢，常常是他们在属灵生命中的转捩点啊 ，turning point.
Yeah. So seeing the Lord is often the turning point of their spiritual lives.
我们来看看亚伯拉罕的故事。
Look at the story of Abraham.
啊，亚伯拉罕的一生呢，常常遇见神的。
Abraham often met with the Lord in his life.
几乎每一次他遇见神的时候呢，都在他生命当中呢有个大的转机。
And every time he met the Lord, there was a great change in his life.
当他住在加勒比的乌尔的时候
，When he lived in Ur of the Chaldeans,
那么他跟他的父亲、跟他的祖先在那里都是侍奉别神的，是拜别拜偶像的。
There he lived with his father and his relatives, and they were all idol worshippers.
那有一天呢？那个荣耀的神呢，向他显现。
But one day the glorious Lord appeared to him.
呼召他呢，要离开本地本族父家呢，到他应许的地方去。
And told him to leave his father's house and his relatives and to go to the place where he would lead him.
因为这样子看见了。
And because Abraham saw this.
那么他呢，开始呢，就跟他的父亲、跟他的侄儿一同出去，到了哈兰。
So he first left with his father and his nephew.To go to Haran.
那么到了哈兰之后，等他父亲过世的时候，神又再一次向他显现，好带他出哈兰，进到迦南地区。
And when his father died in Haran, then the Lord appeared to him again to tell him to leave Haran and go to the Promised Land.
那么他出乌尔的时候，年纪已经不小了啊。
When he left Ur, he was not young already.
他已经那个结婚了，那么那个的年纪大概五六十岁了，我在猜想啊。
When he left He was already married. He was probably 50 or 60 years old.
那么他要离开一个他熟悉的环境，到一个地方从来没有去过的地方去，对一个已经成人、已经定型的来讲，是不容易的事情。
To leave a place where he grew up, where he knew, and to go to a place he's never been for an adult that's already kind of settled is not very.
因为神的荣耀的吸引啊，让他能够摆下乌尔里面的一切他熟悉的，他到神的那个往那个应许之地去。
But because of the glory of the Lord that he saw, he was willing to lay aside all that he knew in Ur and travel towards the promised land.
啊，这是呢亚伯拉罕一次的遇见神。
This is the first time that Abraham met the Lord.
那么到了这迦南地的时候呢？啊，在创世纪第十五章的时候呢，神又再次向他显现。
In Canaan, in Genesis 15, the Lord appeared to him once again.
那时候呢，是他刚刚好刚刚在那个跟那个四王征战回来之后，神向他显现。
This was after he fought the war against the four kings.
因为那个他的侄儿呢。住在所多玛呢，被掳去了，所以呢，他半夜起来呀、啊，那个用了他家中的318的壮丁呢，去那个下到他们营里头啊，把他的侄儿救回来。
Because his nephew was settled near Sodom and was captured, he rose up in the night, took his 318 men that were trained in his house, and went.To rescue him.
那么当他们回来的时候，所多玛王跟他说啊，说所有的财物你都可以拿去，只要把人口给我就好了。
And when he returned, the king of Sodom said to Abraham, "Give the people to me, and you can take any of the belongings."
那么那个亚伯兰呢，他说呢，凡是属你的一根线、一根鞋带，我从来不都不拿，免得你说呢是你使我亚伯兰富足的。
Abraham replied to the king of Sodom, saying, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High."Possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours, for fear you would say, I have made Abraham rich.
因为他知道他所有他的付出，一切都来自于神的祝福。
Because Abraham knew that all of his blessings, all of his wealth, came from the Lord.
然后呢，到了晚上的时候，神向他显现。
And at that night, the Lord appeared to Abraham.
就告诉他说，亚伯兰呢，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，我是你的大赏赐。
the Lord said to Abraham, "Do not fear, Abraham, for I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great."
很显然呢，亚伯兰那时候害怕了。
Very clearly, Abraham at that time was afraid.
哎呀，他前面为了救他的侄儿啊，只用家里这个310帕的壮丁呢，在塔过上都没有不晓得，去攻打四王的那个联军呢、啊。
That day he to rescue his nephew, he took 318 men that had never fought in war before to fight against the armies of four kingdoms.
啊，如果那个四个王朝发觉只不过在打晚上来打他们，只不过是一个哎这个一个家族的人的话，他们在联军再回来打的话，哎呀，不见得打得过呢。
If the four kings knew that they were being attacked by just one household, they could have combined their strength and Abraham wouldn't have been able to overcome them.
而且那个时候呢，打仗回来所掳来的东西啊，都是属于那些得胜的打胜仗的人的啊。
And not only that, at those times, all the spoils that were captured during a battle belonged to the victors.
说不定晚上的时候，撒拉或者是那个那是撒来了，或者是他的朋友跟他说，哎，亚伯兰啊。你这么做不太合适吧？这些东西都还属我们的。
So that night it could have been his wife Sarah or one of his friends saying, "Abraham, why did you do this? This isn't something that's normally done."
神向他显现了。
But God appeared to him.
他说一面呢，他说我是你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。
On one hand, the Lord said, "Do not fear, Abraham, for I am your shield."
我是你的保护。
I am your protection.
同时呢，我呢是你的大赏赐，我要大大的赐福给你。
And also, I am your great reward. I will reward you very greatly.
啊，这时候那个亚伯兰呢，他就回应说：“哎呀，你再给我那么多干嘛呢？因为呢，我们一个孩子儿子都没有啊。”
But then Abraham replied to the Lord, saying, "What will you give me, since I am childless? I don't even have a son."
哎嘛，那个神呢，就带他到外面呢。的那个让他看天上的心，说你算上天上的心呢、啊，你数不数得过来啊？你的后裔啊，像要如此。
So the Lord took Abraham outside and showed him the stars in the sky. He said, "Can you count the stars? Your descendants will be like the stars."
这时候呢，圣经说呢，亚伯兰信神，神就以此为他的义。
And the Bible records that then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
难道亚伯兰以前不信神吗？
Was it that before this point, Abraham didn't believe in God?
希伯来书告诉我们说，他出了埃及的那个加勒底的乌尔，是说因着信，他的那个蒙召的时候他就出去了，他是因着信心的缘故，他出了加勒底的乌尔的。
The Bible tells us that by faith he left Ur of the Chaldeans.
那么因着信，他已经在迦南地这居住，像是居住帐篷一样的。
And by faith he was living in the promised land as a stranger living in tents.
他从离开加勒底的乌尔那一天，就是他的里面的信心带领他往前去的。
When he left early Chaldeans that day, it was because of the faith in his heart that led him.
那为什么到这个时候，神那个圣经才说亚伯兰信神，神因此成为他的义呢？
Then why is it that it is only at this point that the Bible tells us that?Then he believed in the Lord and he reckoned it to him as righteous.
不是说他以前不信，他还不能成为义啊。
It wasn't that before he didn't believe and he couldn't be counted righteous.
而是呢，亚伯兰呢，在这时候他做一个他的经历啊，他里头真正相信他的那个神将要赐他的那个后裔像天上的星那样的多。
It's at this point that he had this great experience with the Lord and that he believed that his descendants will be like as numerous as the stars.
他在这个时候，他连一个儿子都还没有。
And at this point, he didn't even have a single son yet.
这时候他信神。
And at this point, he believed in the Lord.
相信神所说的话一定要成就。
Believe that what the Lord says, the Lord will accomplish.
啊，神就把他这件事情呢，作为我们后世啊因信称义的那个模范啊，做我们的榜样。
And so the Lord used this instance as an example for all the later generations as justification by faith.
啊，都是因为神那个荣耀的神。他那个丰富的神，他是我的那个大赏赐那个神，向他的显现，他相信神。
Because this glorious Lord, this Lord who is his great reward, spoke to him and he believed.
他相信那个神所说的话一定要成就。
And he believed that what the Lord said, that the Lord will accomplish.
那么第三次呢？那么在神又向亚伯兰显现了，是在创世纪第十七章。
The third time that the Lord appeared to Abraham is recorded in Genesis 17.
那么在十七章的时候啊， 那时候亚伯兰已经九十九岁了。
At that time in Genesis 17, he's already 99 years old.
那么在这之前呢，有十三年呢，神没有向他说话，圣经没有记载他任何的事情。
And before this point, there were 13 years where the Lord didn't speak to Abraham, and the Bible didn't record anything about it.
那么十三年前发生了什么事呢
？What happened 13 years before this?
因为那时候他听了夏那个撒来的话啊，娶了夏甲，生了以实玛利。
What happened 13 years before was he listened to his wife Sarah and had a son Ishmael through Hagar, her maidservant.
那么亚伯兰真的是相信神会赐给他像天上的星那么多的后裔。
Abraham truly believed that the Lord would give him descendants as numerous as the stars.
但是这件事情怎么样成就呢
？But how would this promise be fulfilled?
撒来呢，已经都不能够生育了，那么老了。
Sarah couldn't have children anymore because she was so old.
那么他自己也就是这么样老迈了。
And he was certainly very old already as well.
是不是他神是要他借着一个年轻的夏甲生孩子成就神的应许呢
？Is it that the Lord wanted him to use the much younger Hagar to produce descendants for him?
这件事情呢，让神大大的不喜悦。
And this event was very displeasing to
him. 那么十三年之久，圣经没有记载他任何的事情。
And so for 13 years, the Bible didn't record any incidents with him.
神也向他是缄默无声的。
And the Lord Himself didn't speak to him.
几乎这十三年呢，可以在神面前呢是白白的过去了。
Strictly speaking, these 13 years were wasted before the Lord.
直到九十九岁的时候，神再次向他显现。
So when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him.
他说呢，我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全的人。
And he appeared to Abraham, saying, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless."
我所说的话，我有能力，我一定能成就。
The words that I have spoken, I have the power to accomplish.
既然当时相信我会这么做，我照我的方式，照我的那个能力，必定让这个事情成就，不需要你来帮忙。
If you believe the words that I have said to you, I will accomplish them in my way, with my power. I don't need your help to accomplish my will.
我是那位全能的神。
I am God Almighty.
同时呢，你要在我面前做完全的人。
At the same time, you have to be blameless before me.
怎么样做完全的人呢
？And how would someone be blameless?
他要他和他全家受割礼。
The Lord asked Abram and his entire household to be circumcised.
割礼呢，说到。脱去我们肉体的情欲，脱去我们肉体的瑕疵。
Circumcision means to put off our fleshly desires.
所以你看见呢，每一次人呢碰见神的时候呢，一面呢我们对神都有方面的认识。
So we see every time we encounter the Lord, one hand we learn more about the Lord.
一方面呢，我们对自己也更多的认识。
And on the other hand, we learn more about ourselves.
他第一次遇见神的时候呢，他看见神的荣耀。
The first time Abraham met the Lord, he saw the Lord's glory.
这看见呢，让他在生活上一个大的改变。他离开那在那个拜偶像之地。
Abraham saw the glory of the Lord, and he left the land of idol worshippers.
走上这条信心的道路。
And walked on the path of faith.
那么第二次神向他显现的时候，让他看见神是他的盾牌是他的大长子。
The second time Abraham saw the Lord, he learned that the Lord was his shield and his great reward.
这时候这样子看见了，让他在信心当中更往前迈一步，让这个成为我们后世因信称义的榜样。
And that experience led him take a further step forward in his faith and to become an example of faith to the rest of us.
那第三次看见的时候呢，看见神呢，他是一个全能的神。
And the third time Abraham met the Lord, he learned that the Lord was God Almighty.
那么他呢，在学的面前呢，要做完全人。
And that going forward, he had to be perfect or blameless.
我想这是也是应该是每一个基督徒啊，在今天在生活这样生活的时候，必须要常常有的经历。
So I feel like these experiences are something that Christians today should have to experience as well.
看见神呢，会叫我们的生命大大的改变，使我们的属灵的生活更往前去。
That seeing the Lord would cause a great change in our lives, and would allow us to continue forward in our spiritual life.
什么叫做看见神呢
？So what does it mean to see the Lord?
是说我们眼睛看见我们的神，他的光，荣耀，像有人像我们这么说的。
Is it to see the Lord with our physical eyes and see His glory?
当神像亚伯兰显现的时候，他是看见神，他自己。
When Abraham met the Lord, did he see God Himself?
在圣经上面呢，跟神面对面讲话最多的，除了我们主耶稣基督以外了，那么就是要算摩西了。
In the Bible, the person who saw the Lord the most face to face, apart from our Lord Jesus, we'd have to say is Moses.
那么神呢，说摩西呢，是我面对面跟他说话的。
And the Lord tells us that He spoke with Moses face to face.
那么神，那生命记告诉我们说呢，那个摩西呢是神面对面认识的。 Know Him face to face.
So the Bible tells us that Moses knew the Lord face to face.
那么摩西他见过神吗？
Did Moses meet the Lord?
他在西乃山上的时候呢，他曾经有40昼夜呢，活在神的面前。
On Mount Sinai, he spent 40 days and nights on with the Lord.
那么40天呢，神把律法颁布给他。
And in those 40 days, the Lord gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
把神的更多的心意先给他看。
And he revealed to him his will.
但是这个时候呢，以色列人在他们在山下呢，居然拜起牛犊来了，金牛犊。
But the people of Israel on the bottom of the mountain were there worshiping the golden calf.
好，这件事情神非常的愤怒啊，那么要击杀所有的以色列人。
And the Lord became so enraged that he said he would destroy all of Israel.
那么为了这件事呢，摩西又回到神的面前，40昼夜匍匐在神的面前。
And because of this, Moses returned before the Lord another 40 days.
为他的百姓祈求神赦免。
To intercede and pray for God's people.
那么他的祷告神也应允了。
And the Lord heard Moses' prayer.
那么借着这两次的经历，他一面呢看见了神他自己的公义，他的圣洁。
This experience, we see the Lord's righteousness and His holiness.
另一面呢，他也看见神，他实在是个蛮有怜悯、蛮有慈爱的神。
And He also saw that the Lord was full of mercy and loving kindness.
那这时候呢，他里头有一个盼望。
And so He had this hope within Himself.
他说跟神说：“神啊，求你把你的荣耀显给我看。”
So He asked the Lord, "Let me see Your glory."
那么他所说的是。 不是说他神所发出来的荣耀，因为他天天活在那些日子都活在他荣耀的光中，对不对？
So he wasn't asking to see the glory that was given off by the Lord, because he dwelled in the Lord's presence for 40 days and 40 nights.
那么他要看见神的面。
He wanted to see the Lord's face.
那么神跟他说呢，你不能够看见我的面。
But the Lord replied to him saying, "You cannot see my face."
人看见我的面呢，不能够存活的。That
anyone who sees my face, cannot live.
那神呢，把他放在磐石里的穴里头啊，从他面前经过。然后呢，摩西只能看见他的背，不能看见神的面。
And so the Lord placed Moses in the cleft of the rock, and Moses could only see the Lord's back after he passed.
所以呢，当我们说到我们看见神的时候呢，不是说我们肉眼，没有一个人能够看见父神。So
when we say seeing the Lord, we're not talking about seeing Him with our eyes, because no man can see the Lord.
但是我们说，当我们说看见神的时候，首先呢，我们是说能看见神他的荣耀，他所发出来的荣耀。So
the first thing we mean by seeing God is to see the glory that He gives off.
当人看见神他所显出的那个荣耀的时候呢，人就伏伏在他的面前。And
when we see the revealed glory of the Lord, we would bow down and worship.
当神的荣耀显现的时候呢，不但是说那个人呢，在那里俯伏啊，那个甚至连祭司都不能够站立服侍。
That just the regular people would fall down and worship, but even priests wouldn't be able to stand and serve.
因为在那个以赛亚书第6章的时候啊，他那里说到啊，神向以赛亚显现。
Isaiah chapter 6. The Lord appeared before Isaiah.
那么，那个在乌西亚王死的那一年呢，那么，这以赛亚呢，他看见主呢坐在高高的坐在宝座上。In
the year of King Uzziah's death, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
然后他的衣裳垂下，那个整个遮满了圣殿。
And the train of his robe filled the entire temple.
啊, 那时候那个 撒拉弗天使在那里飞翔, 在那里呼喊, 说, 圣灾, 圣灾, 圣灾,
and,
万军之耶和华,
and the seraphim there were shouting out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
那么耶和华的荣, 他的荣耀呢, 充满全地,
the whole earth is full of his glory.
那么当以赛亚看见神的荣耀的时候,
and when Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord,
里面呢立刻有一个呼声啊,
immediately within himself,
他说,
he had this,
他说祸灾我灭亡了, 因为我是嘴唇不洁的人啊, 又住在嘴唇不洁的民中啊,
woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips.
以赛亚呢, 他这时候呢, 他已经服侍神有一段时间了啊,
Isaiah at this time had already served the Lord for a good period of time.
那么他在以赛亚书的前五章呢, 他已经说到神许多神要他讲的话。
So for the first five chapters of Isaiah, he had already spoken many of the words that the Lord wanted him to say.
神呢, 借着他的口啊, 那个, 宣告以色列人的罪孽。
Through Isaiah's lips, the Lord warned Israel of his wrongdoing.
神呢, 责备啊, 神管教以色列人。
The Lord rebuked and disciplined Israel.
借着那个, 以赛亚的口啊, 神也宣告神的审判。
And through Isaiah's lips, God warned of his coming judgment.
在想啊, 一个人啊, 当我们这一个人站出来, 做神, 为神出口, 做出口啊, 宣告人的罪孽的时候, 宣告神的审判的时候,
when a man is called to speak for the Lord, to warn the people of their sin and their wrongdoing.
首先人里面是第一个会反应什么样的反应呢?
What is the first response they would have?
你这个人宣告神的审判, 你责备我们, 你是什么样的人呢?
You who are condemning us for our sins, what kind of person are you?
如果一个人他自己行为不检点啊, 他起来, 那大声疾呼说, 你们要悔改。
If someone were to rise up and tell everyone, you have to repent,
你想有人会听吗?
Would other people listen to him?
你想他这会来自于神的声音吗?
Would they hear the Lord's voice through him?
很显然的, 如果要来宣告那个神的审判, 来宣告人的罪孽, 宣告神的圣洁的话, 这个人必须是一个圣洁的人,
for someone who is to condemn others and to warn of God's judgment, wouldn't they have to first be righteous as well?
这个人呢, 必须是一个那个, 在神面前看是洁净, 一个合用的器皿才是。
Wouldn't they have to be a clean vessel worthy of the Lord's service?
但是呢, 在神的荣耀的光中的时候,
but in the might of God's glory,
那么以赛亚第一个看见呢, 发觉啊, 连他自己啊, 都是嘴唇不洁净的人。
The first thing that Isaiah learned about himself in the light of God's glory is that he himself is still a man of unclean lips.
而且呢, 他也住在嘴唇不洁的民中啊。
And he lives among a people of unclean lips.
他发觉这身上满了污秽。
And that he is filled with woe.
啊, 他那个, 神呢, 需要神呢, 那个天使呢, 拿那个祭坛上的火呢, 沾他的那个嘴唇呢, 洁净他。
And he needed the angel to take a coal from the fire and to cleanse him.
好像不论不管是什么样的人，在这个在怎样属神的人，当他们活到看见神的时候， 活在神面光之当中的时候， 都会有这样的反应。
So anyone, no matter what kind of life they live beforehand, when they come before the Lord, they should have this same response.
就是呢，看见神他的荣耀。
This is what it means to see the glory of the Lord.
在启示录的时候呢， 那个施洗约翰呢， 他也看见神的荣耀。
In Revelation, the Apostle John also saw the Lord.
那么他看见的是那个荣耀的主耶稣， 就是他自己。
He saw the glorious Lord Jesus himself.
他那个在主日的时候呢， 在拔摩海岛上面呢， 他看见呢主， 他向他显现。
And on the Sabbath day, he saw the Lord appearing to him.
他身穿白衣啊， 直垂到脚啊， 那个, 身上这个胸前带着金带子。
He was robed with white down to his feet, and he had a golden belt.
他的眼睛如同火木, 那个火焰呢, 脚啊, 像是锻炼光明的铜。
And his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like burnished bronze.
那么他口中出了一把两刃的利剑呢, 他的面貌如同烈日放光啊。
His words were like a
sharp two-edged sword.
面貌是从烈日放光啊, shine like a sun.
And his face was like the sun shining in his face.
我们的主啊, 他就是神, 他荣耀所发的光辉啊, 是神本体的真相。
And so our Lord Jesus was the full representation of God's glory.
在这之后呢, 他所显出了, 正是神的荣耀。
And what we see of Lord Jesus is God's glory.
一看见这样的意象啊, 那么, 约翰立刻就扑倒在地，像死了一样。
And when he saw this representation of God's glory, he fell down to the earth like as a dead man.
那么约翰呢, 他原来跟着主在世上呢是非常非常亲近的一个门徒。
John, when he was with the Lord Jesus, he was very close to the Lord Jesus.
那么在主的那个荣光之显现的时候呢, 他唯一能够反应的也是扑倒在地。
And when he saw the Lord's glory, his response was to fall flat on the ground.
好，那么真的是在神的荣耀的光中的时候，我们当我们见到神的荣耀的时候，我们第一个呢，我们看见自己的污秽；第二个呢，我们真的扑倒在主的面前。So
when we see God's glory for ourselves, the first thing we would do, our first response is to see our own sin and filthiness, and then the second would be to fall on the ground.
那么是什么样的人能够这样的经历呢？
So what kind of person can have this experience?
那么男子是一定像以赛亚、像约翰那样子的神的大的仆人，才能够见到神的荣耀吗？
Do we have to be like Isaiah and John to see God's glory?
那么在哥林多后书第三章他那里说，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
他说呢，我们众人既然敞着脸，可以看见主的荣光。
It says that we would all be able to see the glory of the Lord as it's hidden behind a veil.
那后书第三章的第十八节哈。
But we with all unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
那么就好像从镜子里反照呢，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
他那里不是说我敞着脸，保罗敞着脸看见神。
It doesn't tell us here that I with unveiled face, Paul with an unveiled face.
他也不是说我们，他们的同工们敞着脸看见神。
He also doesn't say us as in the fellow co-workers, fellow.
他说：“我们众人既然敞着脸，
But he says we all with unveiled face.
所有信主的人，所有属神的儿女，都能够在神面前敞着脸。
That all of God's children with an unveiled face can see the Lord.
当我们在神面前敞开我们的脸，敞开我们的心的时候，
When we unveil our face and our hearts,
我们呢就要能够看见主的荣耀。
We will be able to see God's glory.
哎呀，就好像从镜子里有反照一样啊，就变成主的形状。
And as a mirror, we will be transformed into the Lord's image.
荣上加荣，从主的灵变成的。
From glory to glory, just as from the Lord.
当圣徒们活在主的面前的时候，
When all the saints live before the Lord,
当我们把我们的心、把我们的脸向神敞开的时候，
When we unveil our face and our hearts to the Lord,
我们就像一面镜子一样。
We will become like a mirror.
把那个能够反照。 神他自己的荣耀。
Reflect the Lord's glory.
就是每一个圣徒都必须有的经历。
And this is for everything.
那么这当然听见一些很好的见证啊，有些那个神的儿女们，他常常活在主的面前的时候，他在人面前显出来的时候是那样的不一样。
And we have so many testimonies of people that live when they live before the Lord, their lives are so changed.
我们听见的以前有一个姊妹啊，她就是常常活在主的面前的。
And before we had the sister who would often dwell before the Lord.
当人有问题到她面前来，想要求一些帮助的时候。
And when other brothers and sisters had questions, they would come to her for help.
那姊妹也不需要说什么话。
That sister wouldn't have to say anything.
那么当人就是都活在看见这姊妹是活在神的面光之中的时候，
When another sister saw that she was living in the presence of the glory of the Lord.
人的很多的难处，当然就自然就解决了。
And many of those difficulties would just naturally
be. 在那个主荣耀的光中的时候，人自然就找到答案。
That in the light of the glory of the Lord, that they would find their answers.
哦，这是看见主的一面啊，我们看见主呢，看见他的荣耀。
This is one hand of seeing the glory of the Lord.
那么看见主呢，还有第二方面的意思呢，他说到要看见主他自己的心意。
There's on the other hand, for seeing God, there is also seeing His will.
当我们说一个人呢，这个人是有看见的人。
When we see a person, we say we see as person.
我们这说什么意思呢？我们说这个人呢，还真是知道神的心意啊。We
say that this person really knows the will of the Lord.
那么在那个以弗所书第一章里面，他这么说。In
Ephesians chapter 1, he says.
他说呢，愿我们主耶稣基督的神呢，荣耀的父啊，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。That
the glory. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛啊，叫你们知道他的恩召有何等样的指望。嗯。I
pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling.
哎，在那里说呢是要开你们心中的眼睛，对不对？It
has here the open up the eyes of your heart.
那么在底下应该是怎么说呢？他要叫你们看见。 神他的恩召有何等样的指望，对不对
？It follows saying that you will see the hope of His.
但是圣经他说要叫你们知道他的恩召有何等样的指望。
The Bible says that you will know what is the hope of His calling.
这个知道呢是一个看见的知道。
And this knowing is a knowing by seeing.
这是一个真知道。A
true knowing.
他前面他说呢叫你们真知道他。
That it says before that you would, in the knowledge of him, the full knowledge.
怎么叫做真知道呢？
So what is this, true knowing of the Lord?
那这真知道呢，是一个看见的知道。
This true knowing is a seeing of God.
还不是呢，听来的知道，还不是我们读来的知道，还不是头脑心思里的知道。
It's not a knowing by hearing or by reading or just.
哎，这个知道呢是看见的知道。This
is annoying by seeing.
啊，我们原先原来可能知道一点。Before
we may know a little.
哎，知道呢，我们还知道有一天呢，圣灵开我们里面的眼睛的时候呢，我们真知道神的恩召是何样的指望。And
so we wait for the day when the Spirit will open up the eyes of our hearts that we will truly see the Lord and know Him.
我们真知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。That
we see the glory of his inheritance.
我们真知道他向圣徒身上所显的能力是何等样的浩大。And
what his great will is for his things.
这个知道呢，是看见的知道。And
so this knowing, true knowing, is by seeing.
一旦呢，那个我们活在主面前，我们看见神的时候，我们看见神的心意的时候，是不是？ 啊，我真知道。
And so when we have this experience of truly seeing the Lord and His will, we'll say, "Ah, now I really understand."
多少时候啊，那个神的心意真是不容易明白。
How often it is that the Lord's will is really hard for us to understand?
啊，那个是保罗他在写罗马书的，写着写着写着，他里面发出一个感叹。
When Paul was writing Romans, he was writing and writing and writing, and then. In his heart, he felt.
到十一章末了的时候，他说：“身在神丰盛的智慧和知识啊，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。”In
Romans 11, he says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways."
谁曾知道主的心呢？谁曾做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还的呢？
Or who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor?
啊，保罗他在讲那个救恩的时候，讲那个全备的救恩，讲到以色列人的救恩，说着说着，他发觉，哎呀，神的心意啊，实在是难测。And
so he was talking about salvation and salvation of Israel, and then he came to this point where he said, "The will of the Lord is so hard to understand."
难怪呢，他到以弗所书的时候呢，那个他有那么一个祷告。 啊，他说愿愿那个智慧和启示的灵呢，赐给我们，叫我们真知道他。And
so when he gets to Ephesians, he writes, you know, may the Lord give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the full knowledge of him.
为我们的里头被开启的，神心中的眼睛被打开的时候，才能真正知道神的旨意，他的恩召又何等样的指望。
Then only then will the eyes of our hearts be opened that we would see the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
这是第二方面的看见呢，看见神他的心意。
This is the second part of seeing God, seeing his will.
那么第三方面呢，看见神呢，他说到看见神的作为。
And the third way of seeing God is seeing the acts of God.
那多少时候呢，今天呢，我们好像看不见神他的做事情。
How often today that we would not be able to see the Lord working?
那么我们不像在以前在一个旷野的时候，以色列人有云柱火柱啊，神在那里带领他们啊，那个看见神的作为。
Today we don't have we aren't wandering in the wilderness like the Israelites when they saw the cloud and the pillar of fire.
今天呢，我们在世上生活的时候，好像看不到神在做事情。
Today in our lives, it's as if we can't see the Lord acting.
那主他说呢，我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
But Jesus tells us that my Father is working and I am working.
那么主啊，你在做什么呢？这件事情这样发生了，你怎么样来带领我过去呢？
So we ask the Lord, what are you doing? These things have happened to me. How am I going to overcome these difficulties?
多少时候我们呢，在多时在难处里头的时候呢，我们看不见神他的作为，我们里头啊，不但是发怨言，我们有着急。
And so when these things happen to us, we don't see the Lord working, we may complain, and our hearts would be unsettled.
看见神呢，让我们呢，要看见神他自己的他是做事的神。 他在做事，他不务实。
And so when we see God, we see that he is a God of action, that he's not sitting idle.
保罗他在哥林多前书第三章啊，他这么说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says this.
他说呢，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，但是只有神叫他生长。
Says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth.
我们今天看到的工作呢，是什么样的工作？
The work that we see today is what is it?
我们看见呢，传福音啊，那么好多人那个什么传福音信主啊，我们看就是神的工作。
Preaching the gospel. If we preach the gospel and a lot of people believe that, that's the work of God.
如果那个福音聚会完了以后呢，呼召一个人都没有举手的话，我说神今天没工作。
And if after our gospel meeting, and we send out the invitation and no one raises their hand.
然后那个福音聚会的时候，来了两三个人，那么还不一定听得懂，那么我说神没有工作。
And if the gospel, we invite only two or three friends come and they didn't accept yet, then we say that God isn't working yet.
我们今天看到什么工作呢？看到神他的造就的工作，对不对？
And another work that we see today is the Lord's building up.
我们看见呢有那个大的那个特别的聚会啊，那个这个看见呢有好的信息传出来，好的许多人参加，我们说啊，神在做事情。
We have this special meeting, and then we see a lot of people coming, and it was a great message. We say, "Oh, the Lord is working."
当然呢，传福音是非常重要的哈。
Of course, spreading the gospel is very important.
传造就的信息也是非常重要的。And
these messages about building up are also very important.
但是呢，这些的那个在人里面心中到底怎么样工作呢？
But how is the Lord truly working in people's hearts?
为什么有些福音那个传的福音传出去的时候，有人信，有人不信呢？
Why is it that at certain gospel meetings, you know, some people believe and some people don't?
为什么呢？有人参加那个特别聚会啊，那个这个东岸聚会、西岸聚会也好，参加了那么多年呢，没有什么改变呢？
And why is it that at all these special meetings, on the East Coast or the West Coast, that you know, people might attend for so many years and there's no change?
不是传福音的信息传的不好。It's
not that the message of the gospel was bad.
不是传的那个信息不造就人。
Or isn't that the message didn't build people up?
但是神要我们看见的呢，这些呢，真正叫人生命成长的呢，是神他自己。
But what these things tell us is that what truly causes growth in a person is the Lord Himself.
多少时候呢，我们呢很注重外面的事情，我看外面的事情啊，不是外面的事情不重要哈，但是我们太看重外面的事情。
Often it is that we are too concerned with the outward things. It's not that outward things are unimportant, but we're too focused upon them.
那么真是神让开我们的里面的眼睛呢，让我们看见呢，神在工作。
May the Lord open our eyes so we may see the Lord is working.
这么多年来来到教会，还没有信主，不是说神没有在工作。
If someone comes to church for so many years and still hasn't believed the Lord, it isn't that God isn't working in them.
神的工作我们看不见。
But that the Lord's work, we can't see.
多少年过后的时候, 当人起来信主, 见证神的时候, 他发觉了, 哎呀, 神在做事情。
And so how many testimonies have we heard that after someone believed and they come up to share, they'll say, you know, looking back, the Lord has worked for so many years.
多少时候我们说, 听的信息,听着听着听着,好像没什么改变。
And how many messages that we listen and listen and listen that it seems like we haven't changed at all.
但是我们发觉神兴起人来的时候,神复兴一个人,两个人来的时候,你都不知道这事情什么发生的。哎,怎么这个弟兄,这个姊妹突然追起来,开始追求了。
But when the Lord raises up brothers and sisters among us, and they suddenly start pursuing the Lord, more seriously, we say, and how did this happen?
我们传福音的那个没有保罗来的有恩赐啊。
We aren't as effective as Paul in sharing.
我们呢造就人呢也没有那个亚波罗那么样的恩赐。
And we aren't as gifted as Apollos at building people up.
但是保罗深深的看见一件事情。
But Paul saw this thing.
就算是他能够传福音，他能够栽种，他能够那个把福音传给人。
Even if Paul himself is the one spreading the gospel,
就算是有恩赐像亚波罗那样子，能够来教导，能够来造就。
And if someone as gifted as Apollos came to build up and to encourage,
但真正能够叫人心改变的，是他自己。
But the only person who can really cause change in a person to cause growth is God Himself.
神有他自己的时间，神有他做工的方式。
God has His own time and His own method of working.
到了时候呢，神呢要做他做成他自己的工作。
And in that time, God will accomplish His own work.
这个呢需要看见。This
we have to see.
哎，这我这个是工作是非常难学啊！我在主面前多年了，常常也会被外面的事情呢所搅扰啊。哎，这个我这个祷告啊，说神啊，让我看见啊，你在做事情。
So this is a very difficult lesson even for myself, where outside things often would disturb me, but I have to ask the Lord, you know, let me see that you are working.
那什么样的人能够看见神呢?
So what kind of person can see the Lord?
那个清心的人有福了, 因为他们必得见神。
Matthew says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们要看见神的荣耀嘛。
We want to see God's glory.
我们要看见神他的心意嘛。
Do you want to see his will?
我们要看见神他的自己那个奇妙的作为嘛。
Do we want to see the acts of God?
我们呢必须是一个清心的人。
We would have to be pure in heart.
唯有一个清心的人能够看见神。
Only someone who is pure in heart can see the Lord.
清心呢，我想最少有两方面的意思。
Being pure in heart, I think at least has two meanings.
他说到 pure 啊，这个因为 pure 很有意思啊。他一面呢，他说到一个清洁的心。
On one hand, it talks about having a clean heart.
那么大卫他在诗篇第24篇的时候，他这么说。
David in Psalm 24 says this.
他说呢，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能住在他的殿里啊？就是那些守节心清、不向虚妄、起誓不怀诡诈的人。
Says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in His holy place? Only he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully.
你如果要来登耶和华的山嘛？
Do you want to climb the mountain of the Lord?
你要住在他的殿里嘛？
Do you want to dwell in his temple?
你必须是一个守节心清的人。
You have to have clean hands and a pure heart.
守节呢，说到我们外面的清洁。
So having clean hands is talking about an outward purity.
心清的是我们里面的洁净。
Yeah, pure heart is to be clean inside.
唯有我们里面跟外面都洁净的人呢，能够住在神的殿里头。
Only someone who is clean and pure inside and out can dwell in the temple of the Lord.
大卫为什么要住在殿里头呢？
So why does David want to live in the temple of the Lord?
诗篇27篇他这么说。
Psalm 27 he says.
他说有一事呢，我诚求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
There's one thing I've asked from the Lord that I shall seek.
就是呢，一生一世住在他的殿里头。 瞻仰他的容颜，在他殿里求问。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in His temple.
那大卫里头有一个盼望，他一生一世要住在神的殿里头。
So David had this one desire that he would live his entire life in the temple of the Lord.
这店里面干嘛呢?
What? Doing what?
那么在他的殿里头瞻仰他的容颜，在他的殿里头求问。
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple.
我们今天来到神的面前一同来聚会啊。
Today we are all gathered before the Lord, meeting together.
我们里头就有个心呢，就来到神的殿中，来到神的家里。
So we have this heart to come into the Lord's temple, into His household.
我们呢盼望能够在聚会当中来遇见神。
And that we hope to meet the Lord here.
盼望能够在聚会当中呢遇见我们主的主他的荣光。
We hope to meet the glory of the Lord here.
但是有个条件。
But there is a condition.
我们必须是个守洁心清的人。
We have to have clean hands and a pure heart.
大卫呢，他有一个非常一个负面的一个经历啊，一个失败的一个经历。
David had a very particular experience of failing.
那么我们都知道啊，他那一时不知道怎么回事情啊，居然这个这么一样爱神的人，居然呢他也犯了这么大的错哈，他跟八十八行淫呢，并且借着亚门人的手杀了他的丈夫。
For someone like David who really pursued the Lord to have this kind of failure of committing adultery with Bathsheba and then having her husband killed at the hands of the enemy.
直到呢那个孩子生出来之后呢，那么大卫呢打发先知呢拿单去责备他。
So that when David's son with Bathsheba was about to be born, that the Lord sent Nathan to rebuke David.
那么大卫确实是一个属神的人呢，一听见神的责备，他立刻就悔改了。So
David, we can see, is still a man of God, because when he heard the rebuke from Nathan, he immediately repented.
哎呀，那么大卫呢，一下子一旦看见他自己里面所犯的错的时候呢，他里头是痛悔的，伤心痛悔的悔改啊。
And we saw when David saw his own sin, he truly repented and with, you know, with pain before the Lord.
他就写了诗篇第51篇了。
So he wrote Psalm 51.
他说：“神啊，求你按你的慈爱呢，连续我。”
Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness.
按你丰盛的慈悲啊，涂抹我的过犯。
According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression.
因为呢，我知道我的过犯，我的罪孽藏在我眼前。
Because I know of my transgressions and my sins are before my eyes.
因为我犯罪了，唯独得罪了你。他知道了，他犯了罪呢，不但得罪了人，他更知道他得罪了神。
Because he knows he committed sins not only against other people but against God himself.
哎呀，他里头在那痛悔啊，在那悔改啊，那许多的话，那个在前面前忏悔。
So he's full of regret and repented before the Lord.
然后呢，他里头呢，那个里头有一个祷告，他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。”
So he had this prayer: Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
他说呢，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。
Do not cast me away from your presence.
不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
啊，大卫呢，他是一个他以前常常活在神面前的人哈。
David was someone who often dwelled before the Lord.
我想这犯罪的将近一年的时间里头啊，他里头那个经历啊，而且非常痛苦的啊。
And so I feel like this year since his sin, that his experience with the Lord was
因为他的罪的缘故啊，他不能够来到神的面前。
Because of his sin, he couldn't come before the Lord.
哎呀，他呢，在那里在这个祷告啊，神啊，我的心被污秽了啊，是被玷污了，求你再为我造一个清洁的心。
So he had this prayer before the Lord that my heart has been stained. Create in me a clean heart.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And renew a steadfast spirit.
啊，因为他知道了，如果不是这样子的话呢，他不能再见神的面。
Because he knew that without these two things again, he would not be able to see the Lord.
啊，里面一个祷告是真的，不要丢弃我。
And this prayer, do not cast me away.
把我丢弃我，让我离开你的面，不能见到你的面。
If you cast me away, then I wouldn't be able to see your face again.
对我们这些这样子不常活在神面前的人的话，可能感觉还没那么深刻。
For those of us who do not often dwell in the presence of the Lord, we may not feel very deeply about this.
但是我们读大卫的诗篇的时候，知道大卫是一个常常活在神面前的人，他知道是活在神面前的那个光景、那个美丽啊、那个宝贝。
But for David, someone who often dwelt in the presence of the Lord, who understood how precious it was just to live in His presence.
哎，这时候他里面犯罪了，他失去了一个最大的福分，就是他不能够再来见他的神。
And because of his sin, he gave up the greatest blessing, which was to be able to live in the presence of the Lord.
愿神再给他一个清洁的心，好像他能够再次活在他的面前，在他的殿中瞻仰他的容颜。
And so his prayer was to have a clean heart before the Lord, so that he would be able to enter into the Lord's presence again and live in His temple.
这是当我们说到清心的人有福了，因为他必得见神的时候，我们说呢是必须一个清洁的心。
So, for someone who is pure in heart to see the Lord, we're talking about having a clean heart.
那么清心的另一方面呢，它是 pure 哈，很有意思啊，就是说到的是一个单纯的心。
When we talk about having a pure heart, another meaning is to have a simple heart.
那很多时候我们看不见神呢，是因为我们这个人不单纯。
Oftentimes we can't see the Lord because we aren't.
我们太复杂了，我们想太多的事情。We're
too complicated. We think of too many things.
在那么在马太福音第十八章的时候啊，那时候门徒啊到耶稣面前来问说，在天国里头啊，谁最大的？So
in Matthew chapter 18, the disciples came before the Lord and said, "In the kingdom of heaven, who's the greatest?"
哎，那个门徒们呢，跟随一个主三年半呢，心都很想的就是，那一天在做王的时候，谁要做他左边，谁要做他的右边呢？谁最大的？
So when the disciples followed the Lord for 3 years, the thing in their mind was, in the kingdom of heaven, when we're all reigning with the Lord, who's sitting in His right hand and who's sitting in His left hand? Who's going to be the greatest?
甚至呢，到主要上十字架了之后呢，那前几天呢，他们还在那里争执谁会大，因为他们知道呀，这个主要做事了，还在当那个什么主事成就的时候，哎呀，谁在你这个国里是最大的，我最大的，你最大的。
Even to the point where just a few days before the Lord was to be crucified, they were still arguing about who's going to be greatest. Because they knew that the Lord was about to do a great work.
那么这主呢，就把一个小孩子带到他面前来，啊，说，我告诉你们呢，如果不回转像小孩子的样子呢，你们断不得进天国，不要说做最大的，国都进不去。And
so he brought a small child before them and said, unless you are converted and become like children, you know, you won't even be able to enter into the kingdom, much less, you know, talk about who's greatest.
如果人像谦卑，像这小孩子里面的，像这小孩子一样的话，他在国度里面是天国里面是最大的。
Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of God.
哎，孩子们谦卑啊，就他里面单纯。
The humility of a child is very simple.
哎，没有什么好争的啊。There's
nothing to fight about.
到第十节的时候，他这么说啊。
In verse 10, he says,
他说呢，你们呢，不要轻看我这小子里面的一个啊。See
that you do not despise one of these little ones.
因为呢，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。For
I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father.
我们每一个人呢，都有天使啊，天使在这里啊，那个保佑他是那个啊，奉差遣，他是服役的灵呢，奉差遣为受就这个承受救恩的效力的啊。
So each and every one has an angel that's watching over us, sent by Lord to watch over us.
那么我们在想说呢，应该是我们这些大人的那个天使常常见神的面了，对不对？
We often think that it's you know the angels of all the adults that often see the Lord.
哎呀，因为我们的那个需要也多，工作上也需要，家庭有需要，孩子有需要，身体有需要，哎，这么多呢，我们的天使应该常常见神的面，对。
And because as adults we have so many more needs, like we have to worry about our jobs, our families, our health, and we have all these concerns that our angels will be going back and forth between us and the Lord more often, right?
我们这个人也常常犯错啊，今天犯这个错，明天犯错，天使看看，哎呀，怎么又犯错了？他到天上去跟天父说一说哈。And
we often and adults often have commit more wrong, so the angels will say, oh, today he did this thing again, and I have to go back and report to the Father.
小孩子天使应该是最闲的，最没事情做的，对不对？
And the children's angels should be the They don't have much to do, right? But in Matthew 18 it says,
The angels of the little ones continually see the face of my father.
我原先不是很明白啊，但是呢，自从有孙子以后，稍微明白一点。
At first, I didn't really understand this, but now that I have a grandson, I kind of understand a little bit.
哎呀，我们俩没跟江斌两个一谈到这孩子，讲到他的一举一动啊，就在那笑，我心里高兴的不得了。
So when I'm with my wife and we see our grandson, everything he does, like every smile, every little action, we smile.
然后前些日子他爸爸打电话来说，哎，Christian要跟你们 FaceTime。
And just recently, our grandson's father called and said, Christian wants to have FaceTime with you.
说他话都不会讲，跟我说 FaceTime。
He can't even speak. Why would he wanna FaceTime with us?
啊，分子也打开，他看见我们哈哈哈在笑，我们看见他就哈哈哈笑，哎，不会讲话，但是看见就是开心啊。
So we opened up the FaceTime, and even though he can't speak, as soon as he saw it, he started laughing, and we started laughing. So.
我在想着天父的心肠是不是也是这样子的？So
I think is the Heavenly Father's heart like this as well?
啊，这我们这些人呢，这个太让自己的话太烦心了啊！看见了小孩子的时候，天父好喜欢看他们，嗯。
That God the Father, when He sees the little children, He truly loves to see the little children.
因为呢，还单纯。
Because the children are simple.
哎呀，父呢，常常愿意见他们一面。
And so the father is often pleased to see their face.
在诗篇的73篇的时候呢，对
Psalm 73.
对这方面呢，稍微有多一点的解释。
It explains a little bit more about this simple heart.
他说呢，神呢实在恩待那些以色列那些清心的人。
So surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
也就是说呢，他不清心，对不对？他不在其中，对不对？
Which is to say that the author isn't counted among them because he doesn't say we.
他说，至于我呢，我的脚呢几乎失散，我的脚呢险些滑跌。
In verse 2, but as for me, my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped.
那他不是，因为他不是清心的人。
Because he himself wasn't hard. Why not?
因为呢，他说，我见了恶人呐，跟狂傲人享平安了，就心怀不平。
For I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
他们死的时候呢，没有疼痛，他们力量却壮实。
For there are no pains in their death, and their body is fat.
他们不像别人受苦，有些不像别人遭灾。
They are not in trouble as other men, and nor are they plagued like.
哎呀，他多方面在那诉说这些恶人呢，做坏事的人，结果在地上呢，居然享这么多的福乐啊。
And so he's saying, you know, all these people that are wicked in the world, that they seem to benefit so much.
他想的越想越气，越想越气，越说了里头的气越多。
And the more he says, the more envious and angry he got.
啊，这个日子不知道有多少时候了啊，可能他里面是非常难过啊。
And so he was very upset in his heart and after so many years.
他说呢，这个我实在是突然呢，洁净我的心啊，突然洗走了，表明无辜啊。 第十三节。
And in verse 13, surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence.
所以呢，他是一个守节，他是一个清心的人，对不对？
So he is someone of pure heart and clean hands, right?
但是呢，他不是个清心的人。
But he's not simple-hearted.
他虽然呢，他说他讲到他自己洁净我的心呢，也那个洗干净我的手呢，但是这是突然的，没有用处的。
But so he says, surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. That all of this was somehow useless.
但是我呢是终日遭灾难呢，每早晨受惩治。
For I have been stricken all day long and chastened every morning.
哎呀，那个我这么样子的那个洁净我的心啊，洗抹的时候，居然呢遭遇的是这么样这么多的苦难。
I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands clean in innocence, but every day I still have all these struggles.
啊，他里面呢就起伏翻腾啊，不平。
And so he was unsettled in his heart.
那么直到呢，他进到神的面前的时候，在圣殿里看见了，他发觉，哎呀，神实在把这些人呢安在华地啊，他们让他们掉在沉沦之中啊。
It says, until he entered into the sanctuary of God, surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction.
哎呀，他里头就非常后悔啊，我怎么会这么多的日子里头啊，我去这里头那么抱怨，在那抱怨，什么样得罪神啊。
And then suddenly
he was filled with regret. Why would I think that these evil people were so good? Why did I complain against the Lord?
这是不是也是我们常常有的光景呢?
Isn't this an experience that we often have as well?
还有我们呢，在还没有信主以前呢，我们很喜欢跟人家比。
Before we believe in the Lord, we often like to compete with other people.
我们呢比工作， 我们比房子， 我们比车子， 我们比妻子， 我们什么都比。
We compare our lives, our jobs, our cars, our wives, everything, anything.
那么看见了这别人比我们好， 比我们强， 我们就说， 他这个样子的人居然比我强， 这哪里公平啊？
This kind of person, if he was better than me, in this, how's that fair? And after we believe in the Lord, do we still compare?
这个人他也不见得是多爱主，他也不见得是怎么样付代价，但是神这么样祝福他。
Look at this person. He hasn't, you know, sacrificed that much. He doesn't seem to pursue the Lord that you know, as much as I do. But why is the Lord blessing him so much more?
我们比较东，我们比较西，我们在神面前的时候，我在上帝面前抱怨。
And so we compare left and right, and we'll complain before the Lord.
我们呢不是一个清心的人。
We're not pure, simple-hearted.
因为我们里面不单纯。
Because we aren't simple.
我们呢多少时候我们像那些门徒们呢，在地上跟随主的时候啊，那么不是单单是要主的。
So when the disciples when they follow the Lord, they didn't only want the Lord.
门徒们呢跟随主呢，是有一天盼望哪一天呢，谁坐到主左边，谁坐到右边。
They pursued the Lord because they wanted to know one day who would sit on the Lord's right hand and on his left.
我们今天跟随主的时候，也巴不得主今天祝福我这个，明天祝福我那个事情。
And so today as well, when we pursue the Lord, are we looking for this blessing or that blessing?
我们呢要的呢是主的祝福。
What we want is the Lord's blessing.
我们呢不是要主他自己。
And not the Lord himself.
所以我们不是一个清心的人。
So we ourselves aren't.
我们里面不单纯。
Because we aren't simple.
他说要唯有单纯的人，一个清心的人，才能够看见神。
Only someone who has a simple heart, a clean heart, a pure heart.
巴不得呢，主呢，把我们的生活呢，带得更简单啊。May
the Lord make our hearts and our lives more simple.
多少时候呢，就是因为我们的生活太复杂了。It's
oftentimes because our lives are just too complicated.
太多的事情烦扰我们了。Too
many things are distracting us.
我们里面呢不简单，我们里面不单纯。And
within ourselves, we aren't simple. We aren't single focused.
我们呢不能够见到我们的神。
We're not able to see our Lord.
巴不得主呢借着他的话来接近我们。
May the Lord cleanse us with his word.
借着他的宝血常常来洗净我们。
May his precious blood.
因着我们信他的缘故。
Because we believe in him.
相信他的宝血有功效。
We believe that his blood is effective.
什么时候我们犯罪得罪他。
And every time when we sin and against the Lord.
我们来到他的主的面前。
We come before him.
愿主的宝血洗净我们的罪。
And his precious blood washes our sins.
叫我们在他面前有个清洁的良心。
That we would have a pure heart before him.
但我们能够常常来读主的话。
When we often read the word.
主的话能够炼净我们，能够洗涤我们。
And his word would cleanse us and purify us.
叫我们里头有个清洁的良心，能够活在他的面前。
That we would have a clean and pure heart that we would be able to dwell before him.
更巴不得主呢，把我们带领我们回去像小孩子一样。
And may the Lord transform us to be like children.
是一个这么样的简单的来跟随主。
That we would so simply be able to follow the Lord.
像有听到有一个弟兄姊妹讲说，我们是简简单单的跟随主。
And as our one of our brothers and sisters has shared that to simply follow the Lord.
就是这么样的单纯简简单的跟随主。 我们就会常常活在他的面前。
With one focus, just to simply follow the Lord, that we can live before Him.
当我们能够在暗室里头，我们活在神的面前。
In the dark world, we'll be able to live before Him.
我们敞开我们的脸，我们敞开我们的心。
And we'll be able to unveil our face in our hearts.
让我们能够面见主的荣光。
And we'll be able to see the Lord's glory.
能够看见主他自己的荣耀。
To see his glory.
看见主他自己的心意,
to see his will.
看见主他自己的作为,
and to see his actions.
好像我们一生能够走他的道路当中,
that our entire lives would be before him.
巴不得主把这句话摆在我们里头。
May the Lord place his words within us.
他们记得, 清心的人有福了,
that blessed are the pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神,
for they shall see God.
他们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你借着爱子从死里复活，重生了我们。
Because you have resurrected your son from the dead and given us new life.
叫我们里面有活泼的盼望。
That we would have this living hope within us.
又借着信清洁了我们的心。
And that through faith you have cleansed our hearts.
叫我们有一个无愧的良心，能够活在你的面前。
That we would have a spotless conscience dwell before you.
巴不得你常常用你爱子的血洗净我们里面一切的污秽。
And through the blood of your son that you have washed away all of our transgressions.
借着你的话常常来炼净我们。
That your words would often teach us.
好叫我们成为一个清新的人。
That we would be a people of pure hearts.
能够常常活在你的面前。
That we may be able to, be able to dwell.
住在你的殿中。
To dwell in your tent.
能够朝见你的面。
To see your face.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.